hopefully that will lead to more real, authentic conversations, less driving clicks and listens and things like that, and more actual dialogue and discourse. How could that be a bad thing when we actually listen?
Welcome to Between Two Mics.
I'm Zach.
And I'm Rock.
We're the co-founders of Squadcast.fm.
The best way to record remote interviews in studio quality like this one.
Here on Between Two Mics, we explore the challenges, opportunities, and new ideas with the people who are pushing the limits of what's possible in podcasting.
New social media apps, in some ways, they come and go all the time, but rarely does one kind of rise to the level where it's getting, you know, enough people engaging in it that it becomes more meaningful to take a look at. And I think that's what's starting to happen with a new social media app, Clubhouse, that's kind of come on our radar over the past few months, but been gaining a lot of momentum. And we've been doing some fun kind of community testing with it to see if we can connect with our community and see what kind of conversations are happening there. And you've used Clubhouse a little bit more than I have, Rock. So just before we get into kind of what we think about it and how we're using it and where we think it'll go, you want to try to sum up what you think Clubhouse is?
Yeah, I've heard it described as a few things. So I think in the last Founders episode that we had here in Between Two Mics, I mentioned that to me it gives me a similar feeling, at least with the podcast community, of what it's like to have those hallway conversations at an event like PodFest or Podcast Movement. It's definitely a lot more informal than like a typical presentation or even a panel discussion, because pretty much almost anybody can come on and chat. So what one of my friends described it as is it feels kind of more like old school radio, where a caller can come in and say what they have to say, and then the, you know, the host or whatever kind of controls everything. And so some sort of balance between that, because I think for us, you know, we're used to this type of stuff with podcasting. So I think that's why I get this like community hallway conversation feeling. But when I'm in other clubs or club rooms, I don't even know what the proper terminology is, where it's outside of podcasting, it does have more of that radio feel, where, you know, there's, you know, one or maybe a few hosts that are kind of running the meeting, if you will. And then people raise their hand and come on and say what they have to say. And usually they go on mute the rest of the time. So so I think there's some kind of a balance between that, but it's an audio social media tool at its essence.
Mm-hmm. And pretty new, and therefore kind of finding its feet. Like, there's some things that are kind of cultural building on there. There's definitely, like you said, kind of a style that's emerging to how the host will have these conversations and host these conversations. And also just new things that are coming to it from the platform side, from the people who are working really hard to move that along every day, the engineers and designers and product people. So it's evolving as we're evolving with using it. And podcasters really do seem to be using it in any way, in lieu of being able to get together at conferences and meetups. And that's a big part of what's felt weird about the last, year-ish, is not having those. So it's kind of filling that void to some extent. And anything like jump out at you in the conversations that you've taken part in, either from like Squadcast or outside of Squadcast and the stuff that you've been kind of listening to or engaging with, any of the rooms that are non-podcasting, have you spoken? Have you like had a chance to engage like that?
No, I haven't on any of the non-podcasting ones. Some of the non-podcasting ones I've been a part of are pretty random. They range from, I listened to a lot of like investing in either stocks or like crypto asset ones. And so those rooms tend to be pretty large, where the podcasting ones aren't that large typically. So I'm more so just listening on a fly on the wall, and there's just so many people in there. Like, I don't even know if I would get recognized if I did raise my hand. However, those tend to be a lot more toxic, and they kind of devolve a lot quicker. And it's interesting to see the whole Clubhouse experiment. Like, you get to see the experiment more in those rooms, where with podcasting, and this goes to my prediction of why I think, and I said this on our last Founders episode too, was like, I think it's gonna be easier for podcasters to use, and it's more like in our wheelhouse, if you will, to connect and build relationships this way. And that's why I've actually been liking it. I mean, you know me, Zach, even when MySpace came out, I like looked into it and I was like, this, I get why people like it, but it just wasn't for me. And I resisted having a Twitter and a Facebook account pretty much until we started Squadcast, because I view it as a business activity. So, you know, I feel like I have to do it. But even under that kind of context, I'm just not good at it. Like, I wish I was one of these people that could come up with like super thoughtful or witty stuff on Twitter. And I don't know, maybe I'm thinking about it too hard or whatever, but it just isn't something that comes naturally to me. But for whatever reason, like, Clubhouse does. Like, it's been really, I've been surprised how fun I've been having with it, especially when talking to podcasters. But the non-podcasting rooms, from my experience, they've been pretty random and weird. I've even heard, in one of the rooms I was in yesterday, they were talking about how there's like a lot, the founders of Clubhouse get talked about badly quite often in other rooms. Like, there's rooms being created talking crap about the founders and stuff. And I was like,
I've heard that too. Yeah.
I was like, man, I wonder, like, and I'm sure people say stuff about Squadcast, but I was just like trying to think of it, you know, for us, for Squadcast and stuff. And just how that would feel. Obviously it wouldn't feel good, but it's just a weird thing to think about, and kind of funny how, like, I think because we're already kind of jaded when it comes to these social media tools, it's happening quicker with a newer app like Clubhouse. But yeah, with podcasting, it's been nothing but positive from my point of view. A lot of people are really just trying to help. It's a great way to attract new people to the space. That's who we've been engaging with quite often. I mean, there's people in all phases of their podcast journey, but especially that's what I've been liking, is connecting with the newer folks, faces I've never seen, or I should say voices I've never heard, but at least their profile pic, I don't recognize a lot of the faces. So that's what I really like about it. And that's what I think we do best at Squadcast. And that's always been a core behavior of ours, is like going to where the podcasters are, engaging with them, learning from them, connecting with them, building relationships with them. And, you know, unfortunately, we can't do the conferences, which has been a huge part of the Squadcast story. So to me, I think this maybe just comes more naturally to me, because it's like the best thing that we can do given the situation that we're in right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's interesting. I mean, I think a lot of people are critical of the founders of Facebook while they're on Facebook. So I guess
that's true.
I don't know if that's some sort of sign of that they're going to be around, or that this is going to be a thing for a while. I mean, it is,
they're the villain now.
Right. Exactly. It is an experiment. And you know, the platform definitely owns the content and the conversations that are happening on there. So I think, yeah, learning and connecting with new voices and getting more people into podcasting, it feels kind of like an on-ramp to podcasting too, because you're using your voice. And, you know, a lot of people listening to this probably know where we stand when it comes to ownership and content and the platforms that we use as part of podcasting. So, all those same things are a factor here. So, you know, do your homework on that.
On-ramp was a great way to put it. When I was in Harry Duran's room, he was saying that Clubhouse to him is like a great, it's like training wheels for podcasting. It's very similar activity and behavior, but it's not being recorded. And so you don't have to worry about that. But it's a great way to kind of get on stage, talk to people, use your voice as a way to connect and get your message across and stuff like that. So what you're saying, on-ramp, training wheels, absolutely.
Yeah. Other things to note is that, you know, not everybody has access. Access to Clubhouse isn't equal. I have to use it on my iPad because that's the only iOS device that I have as an Android user. And they're not available on web, so not really, you know, equal access to the platform there. So, I mean, we saw this with Instagram, right, where it started on iOS. It was on iOS for a long time, even after it blew up, and then Android came out, and some things changed, the behavior changes, but, you know, largely people still love taking pictures and sharing it. So I think the same will probably happen, or something similar will happen here. You know, we're going to keep it short today, but any speculation about where you think this is headed, or how at least podcasters, you know, this show is about moving podcasting forward. So bringing more people into podcasting with some training wheels is a good thing and is moving podcasting forward in some way. Any other speculation there?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of people and sometimes I have to imagine some of this is clickbait, but that you'll see rooms on Clubhouse that'll say like, is Clubhouse going to kill podcasting? And I think I don't think so. I think it's a complement to podcasting. I think it's like we're saying, it's an on-ramp and training wheels, but also I just think it's a good way for us to connect. And I think, you know, the question is, do they just come out at a great time because we're all kind of trapped inside our homes and looking for connection and ways to talk to new people. And, you know, again, it's all about connection, I feel like. But I don't think it's going to kill podcasting, but also I think there's a place for it whenever shelter in place is no longer a thing. But of course, you know, I do feel empathy for the founders of Clubhouse because we're getting asked the same thing. Like, well, what do you think is going to happen to Squadcast when everybody is, you know, back in their studios or offices or whatever?
And yeah. It's
like, we still think there's absolutely a place for remote content collaboration. So I got to imagine there's still a place for remote social audio interaction. Perhaps though, the reason why it's caught fire when in regards to Clubhouse though is I do believe that everybody's, you know, kind of stuck at home wanting to collaborate. I mean, there's people on it all day, man. And so
yeah, that's
rooms,
what blows my mind.
Yeah, and they go for hours. I haven't done it, but you know, I'll pop in and out of rooms and stuff, and I'm just like, I could totally see how you could waste your whole day away on here. So I guess what's my speculation? I think, like, again, I predicted this on the last podcast, but I think podcasters are going to, you know, really embrace it. And at least for the time being, I think, you know, I'm loving seeing all the familiar people that we know figuring out how to use it, connecting with their audience, trying to build their audience. You know, Evo's on there. I see Addy on there from Simplecast. It's awesome. The other non-podcasting rooms, though, it is a little scary. Like, it is not always positive. That's for sure.
Yeah. If I can answer my own question.
Let's do it. I'm asking.
I also think that, you know, this is probably a positive and a negative depending where you stand. But a lot of the platforms, you know, that existed before Clubhouse, more traditional social networks, it's easier for digital marketers to plug in and automate things. And even content creators can plug in and automate things. It strikes me that Clubhouse is going to be very difficult to automate, or unautomatable, maybe. And that's probably a good thing, you know, that hopefully that will lead to more real, authentic conversations, less just driving clicks and listens and things like that, and more actual dialogue and discourse. You know, how could that be a bad thing when we actually listen? And that's the other thing that I'll add is that there's a lot of emphasis on speaking and using your voice. I'm curious, you know, how much of the design process and like a constraint, how important is a constraint of building listening tools into Clubhouse? Like, it seems very speaker oriented and less like listener oriented. And you know, I think you know, I have my own opinions about what the ratio should be of speaking versus listening. And we, of course, are always focusing on listening being a superpower. So I'm curious where they stand on that. I'm not going to try to make any assumptions, but I just hope that that's part of their design process going forward.
Yeah. Yeah. It's you bring up a good point. I don't know what the answer is, but it definitely does seem like a, you know, let me get what I have to say in and that type of deal. We should mention though, and I feel like we should have maybe brought this up earlier, but you know, I want to give a shout out to our community manager, Ariel Nissenblatt, for really putting, I don't want to say put pressure, but she was the one that nudged us in this direction and said, hey, I think we should do this. I mean, most of our community building activities are come from her. So, you know, credit for her for all the stuff that she's doing. But specifically this one, if it wasn't for her, I don't know if we would have been here right now. I mean, sure, we'd probably be talking about it, but I don't think we would be embracing it as much as we are and as active as much as we are. So I do want to say thank you so much, Ariel, for you know, putting on that peer pressure. Peer pressure is a good thing sometimes.
Yeah. Thanks, Ariel. And thanks to Esprit as well. Like she was, I think one of the first people I think that brought it up to me. And I know you and I had talked about it from like a startup venture capital perspective, because there's an interesting story there and
a lot of controversy in their early days.
Controversy, yeah, and I'm sure that's helping them grow as well.
That's the sad part. I think they kind of like it because it just gets them brought up. But yeah,
and I mean, I guess that's true for a lot of social networks. So that just people talking about it is like almost neutral for them. Like it's not good or it's bad. It's just as long as people keep talking about it, you know. It will continue to grow. So that's it's very interesting. If you haven't already, check it out. Check out Clubhouse. I don't think this is necessarily an endorsement of it, but I do think, you know, it's interesting new technology, and podcasters are embracing it in a unique way. I think it plays to podcasters' strengths as well. The jury's still out how much it will move podcasting forward and how big of a part of the community will be, but we're actively shaping that. You're actively shaping that. So yeah, participate in it. And see what you think. Let us know.
Or at least join us whenever we have. I think that's what we're definitely trying to promote is please, you know, anytime you see Squadcasts come up or our names or Ariel's names, like, please, we'd love to see you. I know it's a bit exclusive, so we have invites to share. So please email us like on the weekly newsletter or any way that you can get a hold of us. We definitely have, I certainly have access I can share. I'm not like going to share it with my mom or something like that. So yeah, we'd love to see you. We'd love to hear you. And we'll be talking about all things remote podcasting related. So anything's on the table.
Yeah. I'm looking for opportunities to learn and connect with people on some rooms as well. So let us know if you're doing something on Clubhouse and we'll keep you posted and we'll find ways to connect.
Thank you.
This has been another episode of Between Two Mics with Zach and Rock from Squadcast.
The best way to record remote podcast interviews like today's in studio quality.
Visit bit.ly/squadpod to check out our resources page where you can download your free remote interview checklist.